Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. I invite you to join the OU Women's Initiative tomorrow, Thursday, September 21st at 12 noon Eastern for Siyum Sefer Iyov with Dr. Esther Shkup. Go to ou.org/women/Siyum to sign up for reminders and the Zoom link. On behalf of myself and the OU Women's Initiative team, I wish you a Gmar Chasima Tova, year of health, happiness, and holiness. And now for today's perek. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz, and today we'll be studying Shira Shirim, Perek Vav, Chapter 6. Now, we left off last time with the Raya, the woman, speaking about how she was in her bed dreaming and in a sleep state, and she didn't open the door for the dode, and therefore he's lost. She searches for him, and she asks her friends, the women, the Benot Yerushalayim, can you help me find him? I don't know where he is. And she goes on to describe him to her, and that's where we describe him to them. That's where we end. That's where we ended Perek Hey. Now, it makes sense that Perek Vav follows this. She's still in conversation with the Benot Yerushalayim, the women of Jerusalem, and they say to her, they ask her a question. They say, Ana halach dodech hayafeh b'nashim, ana pna dodech b'nevakshenu imach, right? Where did he go, your dod, your beloved, you who are so beautiful among the women? Where do you think he turned? And we'll come, we'll help you. We'll help you find him. We'll help you bekesh, which is a word we keep saying. We'll help you seek him. And I think there's different ways to understand this question. You know, are the Benot Yerushalayim sincerely saying, we'd like to help you find the dod. We want to see the two of you reunited. Or is it more of a let's see together. Let's see if really everything you're telling us stands up. Is he really as committed to you as you are committed to him? You know, kind of like, put your money where your mouth is. We'll come with you. Let's see what happens when we find him. And if we use that understanding, then it would make sense the way that she answers, because she answers in a very kind of like roundabout way. And metaphorically, she says, "Yo dodia rad legano la arugat habosa." My dod, my beloved, he already went down to his garden, to all the spices, lirot baganim, to browse through the garden, vilil kot shoshanim, and to pick lilies. So, okay, we're gonna have to. This is a little bit complicated to understand, because she has already compared herself to a garden as well as a Shoshana, as well as to a lily. So what is she implying by these metaphors? So there's a lot of possibilities. One possibility is she's saying, yes, he's looking for me also. You know, he's also looking for me. He's in the gun. He's already going to find me. And in this way, she would symbolize the rose, the lily, and he's there. He's trying to find the right lily. Or some even say that he is in a garden, you know, kind of on a, people always like being given flowers. He's going to find flowers to give me. And either way, she actually does not want them. It seems that she does not want them to come with her. And instead, she gives almost an expression of confidence, which is reinforced by the next pasuk, pasuk gimel, where she says, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me, which haroeh b'shoshanim. Where is he? He is seeking out, you know, browsing in all the lilies. So she answers them, if we read their question as almost like a cynical question, like, hey, you really think like it would stand up? You think he's still thinking about you? Do you think he cares about you more than us? Maybe he would choose us. She's saying, no, he is thinking about me, and we are committed to each other, which is why actually, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, which is, we just read in Pasuk Gimel, is are the words that form the, midrashically, are the basis of the month of Elul. Ani, the Aleph, Vidodi, the Lamed, Vidodi, the Vav, Li, the Lamed. And what is Elul about? Elul is all about the month of reclaiming our commitment, and maybe also, in light of this, our confidence in our ongoing relationship with Hashem. Now, the next part of the Perek, the Dod speaks, And he describes her, and this is from goes from Psukim Dalid through Tet, verses 4 through 9. It starts with the words, Yafa at Rayati, you are so beautiful. And it closes with Pasuk Tet. We're going to go back to some of those Psukim in a moment, but he describes her. It almost seems like then he steps in and he needs to reinforce, you know, yes, you are so, I'm so committed to you. And once again, he uses a lot of the metaphors that he used earlier. He goes back to them. And then we end with Psukim Tet Yud Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, Yud Yud Aleph Yud Bet, a different unit. In Pasuk Yud, after his big description, then we have a question that's not clear who this comes from. Mizot hanishkafa kmo shachar, right? Who is this that she is shining like the dawn? Yafeh kilvana bara kechama ayuma kenitgalut. So kenitgalut. So these are three parallel descriptions. She's as beautiful as the moon. She's radiant as the sun. And she's just as amazing as all the stars. So kind of elevating her by comparing her to all of the celestial beings, like all of the sun, the moon, the stars. It's not clear who makes that statement about the Raya, but then the Dod continues in Pasuk Yud Aleph, and he says, El ginat egoz yaradati lirot ba'avei nachal, lirot hapercha hagefen, hanitu arimonim. So he says, I also went down to the garden, but here he went down to the nuts, where all the nuts are growing, and he wants to see, did things blossom? Are the vines blossoming? Are the fruits coming up? The gefen, the grapes, the rimonim. He wants to see what's happening there. And I think this speaks to something that we saw earlier in Pasuk Bet, when she refused him because of the immaturity of the relationship. Here, he's saying, let's see if this really stands up, if the relationship, you know, let's see how the relationship has developed. Let's see how the relationship has matured. Now, I want to take just a few minutes to talk about the description of the Dod, the Dod's description of the Raya, which is the middle of the Perek. And like I said, a lot of the descriptors we've seen before, he uses metaphors to describe her physical beauty that he's used before. But the two psukim that end this unit, Pasuk Chet and Pasuk Tet, verses 8 and 9, are new. And here's how they read. He says, Shishim Him Milachot Ushmonim Pilagshim Va'alamot Alamot Ad Ein Mispar. There are 60, you know, in there are 60 queens, 80 concubines, all these young women. You can't even count how many there are. Okay, this is the background. And then he goes on to make a declarative statement, Achati Yonati Tamati. But singular, individual, unique is you, the Raya, my Yona, my dove, my perfect one. Achat hi le'ima, she's the only one. She's singular also to her mother. Bara hi li'ulata, she's also radiant, clear to any, to the person, to those who gave birth to her. Ra'uha banot v'yashruha, right? All the women, when they see her, they praise her. Milachot upilakshim v'yahaluha, and also the queens and also the pilakshot, the concubines, when they see her, again, they also praise her. Now, what's interesting here is if we read, you know, that earlier dialogue of the Benot Yerushalayim questioning, you know, is he really committed to you? You know, how do you know you're so enraptured with the Dod? Is he also committed to you? How do you know that he wouldn't choose, you know, someone else or maybe one of us instead? So part of the way, and she answered him, Ani l'dodi v'dodi lo, but he reinforces that, right? Maybe there's a doubt. Maybe they're doubting you. Maybe you are even doubting this relationship as well. But no, you are one to me. And it doesn't matter how many others there are or how glorious they are, whether they're queens. You are the only one to me, just like you are the only one to your mother. And it's true, you know, with the parent-child relationship, it doesn't matter if you're the best. That's not what it's about. You know, the parent loves, the mother loves the child because that you are my child. You're mine. And that's what makes you different. And that's the way that the Dod reinforces his commitment to the Raya. And there's, it's in the Midrashim, you know, talking about this on a pshat level, right, a literal level, we can understand that he is trying to reassure her that he's committed to the relationship and she doesn't need to worry about all the other women. He's committed to her. He sees all the beautiful things that are part of her and are part of their relationship, and he's hoping for the maturation of the relationship. And on a midrashic level, right, with the way the midrash interprets this, that the dod is Hashem and the raya, the woman, is Bnei Israel. So it's not surprising that the midrash in Shir Shirim Rabbah says one possibility is Achat hi yonati tumati. You are singular to me. When he says that statement, so he says, yeah, that's Hashem's statement to Bnei Israel that they should know that it's you. Right? Meaning God has a relationship with all people, but that there's something unique and singular about this relationship. Because why? Because you collectively, you Bnei Israel, are singular to me. A different interpretation of that pasuk in Shir Shirim Rabbah says, what does it mean when he said, Achat hi yonati tamati, you are, right, my, you are unique to me, my dove, my pure one. He says, who is that talking about? Not saying the collective nation. It's saying, Achat ze Avraham. No, that is Avraham. That's who's the singular one. The Midrash backs this up with a pasuk that talks about that Avraham was unique. And then he says, Achat hi le'ima, who was unique, you know, singular to their mother. Ah, that's Yitzchak. Shaya yachi le'imo. Right? Yitzchak, Isaac, was treasured by Rivka, his mother, in a unique way. So I'm sorry, by Sarah, his mother, in such a unique way. So it's that's Yitzchak. Sarah, she would not just that she was treasured. Let me just explain this better. Yitzchak was singular. He was the only one to Sarah, his mother. So that's when it says Achat hi le'ima, it's not talking about the collective whole. It's talking specifically about Yitzchak. And then the last line of that pasuk, Barahi Yulata, right? You're radiant to the one who gave birth to you. That is Yaakov, Ze Yaakov Avinu, Shehaya Barur Liyolato, Shehaya Tzadik Gamor. That it was clear to his mother, to Yaakov's mother, Rivka, that he was a Tzadik Gamor, complete Tzadik. Because if you remember the Yaakov and Esav story, it wasn't clear which of them would be the one to inherit, and it was really Rivka who was determined. You know, it was clear, like bar, it was clear to her as if she, that he was the one that would, was the, needed to be the righteous one to continue the lineage of Yitzchak, and it wasn't Esav. Now, it's interesting, I think that the Midrashic understanding says that what is Hashem's, what if we understand the dod as God, and God is making a statement to Bnei Israel, I adore you, you singularly are the one that I'm committed to. So either the Midrash understands that as all of Bnei Israel, or the other Midrashic understanding is saying, it's the Avot. And then maybe because of the Zchut Avot, because of the merit of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's why collectively, right, Bnei Israel became this beloved, chosen people to carry out Hashem's mission, and that's why Hashem continues to be committed. I want to add one other possibility, another explanation, which is, you know, in line of the second Midrash, which understood each part of the Pasuk as referring to the singularity of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, whether to Hashem, to Sarah, to Rivka. Perhaps this could also be understood as each individual. Hashem has a relationship with each individual, since every individual is created B'Tselem Elohim. And part of being created B'Tselem Elohim means that every individual is unique. And because every individual is unique, not only in our collective relationship through Hashem, as seen through, you know, as a part of Bnei Israel, or as a descendant of Abraham, the Avot, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who established the morality of our nation, but even each of us as unique individuals that each have a unique koach, a strength, a unique way of relating, a unique personality. No two people are the same. So in light of that, Hashem's commitment, Hashem's relationship with each of us is different than his relationship with anyone else. And that's why each of us is so important. Not just why, but that each person, it would be such a loss. It's not something that could be replicated by anybody else. And, you know, it makes sense that Anila Dodiva Dodi Li, the words that symbolize Chodesh Elul, the month of Elul, which is the month where we reinforce our relationship with Hashem, come through this type of discussion and this type of analysis, where in the heart of this parak is Hashem reinforcing his commitment to us as a nation, to our forefathers, and mothers, and also to each of us as individuals. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat Rose Forman, Razel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo.